Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
FM 104 Sunday Night Live with Louise Tai.
Music Station, F104, Louise with you until 1 o'clock. I'm now joined on the phone by fashion designer Maxine Beeny. Hello, how are you?
I'm okay, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you very much for joining me.
Oh, no problem.
So tell me, how did you first get into design?
Well, I studied at university textiles.
Mm-hmm.
But like always from a young age, I liked like art and drawing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I graduated and thought like, what am I going to do?
Yeah,
I feel like
us
you're
all,
just,
yeah.
Yeah, even now I'm still like, am I doing the right thing? I feel like you're just like thrown out at university, and it took me like a year to realise like I wanted to do my own thing, because mm-hmm. I tried working for other people and I don't know, it just wasn't for me.
Yeah, and I suppose when you have your own ideas and things like that, it is hard to kind of sit down and do someone else's designs.
Yeah, and I feel like if you're designing, say, for the high street, you're not really even using any of your creativity.
Mm.
You're just doing, I guess that's with any job though, you're just doing what any, like, your boss wants you to do. But I guess if you're trying to work for yourself, you've got the freedom.
That's the thing, exactly. So where do you get your ideas from?
Just like myself and my friends and like I guess like the internet.
Yeah. And do you find anything that you did in college in textiles kind of laps over now into your designs?
Yeah, I guess like the use of print and like techniques I learned there,
mm-hmm.
I've continued to use.
And your slogan t-shirts are quite, people are loving your slogan t-shirts, basically, including
yeah.
Dua Lipa. So where did that come from? Where did the idea of putting slogans on a t-shirt come from?
I've always used it in my work. I guess it's just something to express yourself.
Yeah.
But it wasn't, I guess I wear a few slogan t-shirts, but it wasn't like an intentional thing.
Yeah.
I don't know, people just liked it, so I continued to do it.
What is it like to have people kind of enjoy your work, basically?
I don't know, I've never thought of it like that.
But it's true, that's kind of what they're doing, really, you know, when they're interacting with the designs, it's telling you how good you are and how much they're enjoying them.
Yeah, I guess it's good.
Yeah, it is good.
Yeah, I've always sort of, I don't know, because I think I'm doing it, so I don't really think of like other people.
Well, that's the thing. Do you do it for yourself, I suppose, and then if people like it, they like it?
Yeah.
That's probably the best way to do it, because once you're making yourself happy, you know, the rest is just extra.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. And also, I suppose, there's a kind of an internet fascination within your designs. Do you think that's important, or was that important to you to put into them?
Internet?
Yeah, I suppose the role of internet that it does, that it plays, I suppose, in fashion.
Yeah, I guess because, like, I grew up with the internet and, like, now, I don't know, like, Instagram, everything seems more so much more accessible.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I was younger, I don't know if I'd bother going to university.
Yeah.
Like, during, like, now with the pandemic, it just seems like you can just do it yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. How have you found the pandemic, actually? Did it make you more creative or did you kind of chill a bit more?
I think it made me like more creative because I could just focus on doing what I do.
Yeah.
But I was chilling at the beginning.
We all were. Well, at the start, yeah. I signed up to every single class that was possibly going and then never did any of them. I had great intentions, but I think that was when we all thought it would be maybe 2 weeks, maybe a month. I don't think we thought a year later we'd still be trying to do classes, basically.
No.
So I suppose your designs are very colourful and fun. Was that an important part of them for you?
Yeah, I think like every season I try and I'll be like, oh, I'm going to do like a concise colour palette, but yeah. That never really happens.
You kind of get swung by the lovely colours.
Yeah.
Yeah. And are you kind of looking ahead? Would you like to expand it?
Yeah, it's just me at the moment.
Okay.
So
that must be quite a lot of work for just one person.
Yeah, it is, but just get on with it.
Well, that is true. That is life, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because if you don't do it, nobody else will. Is there any advice you'd give to anybody who's trying to start out as a fashion designer?
I guess, like, just do it and try and sell some bits and see if it works.
Yeah.
I think it's, like, a slow process, but you may as well like give it a go.
And you're so right. You kind of just have to do it because I think so many of us kind of sit on ideas and we don't do it. We're very good at talking about them. So like you say, it's good to just, you know, if you want to do it, go and do it. It sounds simple,
yeah.
But it is kind of the only way really, isn't it?
Yeah, completely.
And have you any, I suppose, any list of people you would like to see wearing your designs?
I don't know, I feel like just strangers more than celebrities. I don't know, it'd be cool to like walk down the street and see someone you don't know.
That's actually cool, yeah. That'd be really nice. You're just like picking up a slice of bread or something, or a pan of bread.
Yeah.
Not a slice of bread, but a pan of bread. And suddenly you see, that's a good point. That'd be nice. Be a bit of a serene moment. Be like a musician hearing their song on the radio kind of thing.
Yeah.
Good point. Yeah, I love that. So how can people find your designs and find out more about you? Are you on social?
Yeah, my website, which is maxinebeanie.com, and on Instagram, which is my name.
Yeah, and it's Beiny in case people are looking for you.
Yeah.
Super. Thanks so much, Maxine.
Lovely to chat to you.
Have a good one.
Thank you. You too.
FM 104 Sunday Night Live with Louise Tai.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.